Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. 904 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, our final hour of the day. And a day that we haven't even mentioned Johnny Furphy. Johnny Furphy became a sensation overnight. Well, actually, it's really Noah.
The other guy.
Yeah. What's his name? Noah?
It's the Bulls pick. I don't know his last name. Noah Ensign.
It's Furphy.
No, that's the guy who got dunked.
The other guy is Noah.
Oh, Noah.
The guy with the face.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah. Noah.
Essengay?
Yeah, whatever. I don't think that's important. What's important is the comments in the video of Johnny Furphy dunking over him, because there is a face. The ESPN anchors couldn't even continue. They had to go to break because they showed the face of Noah while he was being dunked on. It is now officially the posterization of all time. I know that some guys
have had these
nuts on.
We're not gonna.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not gonna say all the comments, are you?
No, I'm not gonna say all the comments. But what the face? Yeah, that he was making, Noah was making as Johnny was dunking over him. You know the kid when he walks by the camera and he goes,
Scream.
"Oh,
you mean Home Alone."
No. The video of when everybody's like, oh!
It's a rap battle and the guy doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Red Hot Fire or whatever.
And that's kind of what Noah's face looks like. The one kid that came up right to the camera and was like, Noah's face looks like he is being. He looks like he's getting beaten or he's in
the throes of ecstasy. Said. Yeah.
Yeah. He's in the throes of ecstasy.
No, it was not. It was definitely not that.
That face going on.
And it definitely was not that.
Poor guy who's actually having a pretty good game.
Yeah.
21 points, 50% shooting, knocked down three threes, but no one's
going
to care.
No one will remember that. No.
He's a rookie. It's going to be a long, hopefully for him, a long career.
Yeah.
But this will follow him forever.
Never going to live this one down. Going to live this one down.
Should have just sat out that game, man. Summer League's not that important.
I know that 21, you felt good about yourself. Not anymore.
Yeah.
It's not rough. The comments you're getting on this.
Where's Furphy come from?
Furphy's was at Kansas. He played U of H.
Yeah. He
played against U of H.
Oh, played against
him.
Oh, that's the white guy.
Yeah, the white guy. Yeah.
That dude is nasty.
Yeah, he's good.
Did you see? I mean, the dunk, he went behind his back.
I hated him when they were playing him. I'm like, that's Furphy. What kind of name is
that? Oh, and that overtime game, he was a heckler.
He was a beast.
Yeah, this is his second year in the league. He's Australian. So it was Australia.
Oh, so he's not a real Australian. White
no,
guy.
He's not one of your guys, so you can't celebrate
him
too much.
That's not a white guy dunk.
Yeah.
He's an Australian.
He's Australian.
Well, actually, we do count Australians.
Since when did you guys start counting Australians?
There's only certain people we pick and choose. We get Australians.
He doesn't wear overalls from Georgia.
Okay, no.
Doesn't mean he's not white.
No. If you can do.
He's not American white.
No.
He's not American white.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
He's not American white.
It matters to you guys.
It's
the rules, John.
John,
he doesn't
I don't know.
Know
what you think. Like, I made this up. This is not me making it up.
Wait. Here's.
Luca's a white guy, too.
No.
He doesn't belong to you guys. Sorry.
If you talk like this,
he doesn't belong to you guys.
But. Because Luca could never play a role
in a
streaming series on Netflix, but Australians do it all the time. They're shapeshifters with their voice. They're voice shifters.
Yeah, Luca couldn't do it.
Australians. How many times you watch a show? And you're like, oh, and then you see the actor like,
Hey, yeah, no,
he's British or Australian. 78% of the time, We don't even have an American act. Michael B. Jordan is from New Zealand.
That's not true.
What?
He could be. He might be. He's we not, don't know that for sure. He's
not Nicole from- Kidman? She's always playing American.
Australian?
She always. Is. Always. Yeah, always.
And her voice, when you hear her talk now, she basically uses her American voice.
Yeah, I know.
To not upset people.
She's taking all our roles. Mm-hmm. All the roles.
The Australians are taking all of our jobs.
Yeah, they're taking all your
They're
jobs.
Taking all the acting jobs. And you know it, Dell. You watch a lot of shows. You know how many Australians are out there taking our jobs.
I mean, I'm not offended by it because...
Our friend Eric Layden can't get work because of the Australians and the British people.
Black roles.
Oh, they've done that in the past. Oh, look, another white guy has a job.
And,
sorry.
And what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. I find it hard to get upset about one white guy taking a job from another white guy.
We're taking the L all the time
Yeah,
now.
Sure.
Nicole Kidman.
Wait a minute.
America.
Which American actress would you want to take Nicole's roles?
Oh, there's a lot of American actresses.
Which ones? Okay. Since you're so upset about
Jennifer
it.
Lawrence. Who did go you take a role?
Who did you want in Days of Thunder as opposed to Nicole Kidman?
Jennifer Lawrence.
She wasn't of age at the time. Was That's she even alive at the time?
Oh, we don't have any beautiful American actresses.
I'm asking you. You're so upset about Nicole Kidman.
No, this
Start
ain't
naming
like
them.
The All-Star game where who would you
them.
Like? Who,
sure.
Like, this ain't like that. There's plenty of
I'm giving
really
you,
beautiful.
I'm giving you roles where Nicole Kidman
This ain't
was
like
in.
The All-Star game.
Yeah. Who would you keep
sorry.
Out? No, I'm sorry.
I just asked you a question. Of all the roles Nicole Kidman's played, which one would you rather have someone else?
I could name one for every single one.
Well, go ahead. Name one.
I ain't got time for this
nonsense. All
right,
then you don't have
one. Beautiful American women.
Well, I haven't heard a name yet.
Well, what year?
I said Days of Thunder. Give me
an actress. Days of Thunder was
made. It was back in the 90s. When was that movie?
There were 100 beautiful
Well, until
actresses.
I hear a name, Nicole Kidman keeps the role.
Okay. Paul Feinbaum. We just talked about
this. He can't play in
that
role.
No, he cannot. No, he cannot. We just talked about this. Jordan Rogers just crushed Feinbaum. Saying this, what is all this hype about?
Well, we can play that first.
You want to play that first?
Yeah.
Play that and then play Feinbaum's response.
Arch Manning is the top quarterback in the SEC. Fact or fiction?
That is fiction. Y'all have been drinking Paul Feinbaum's Kool-Aid for way too long. I have him as the fifth. Let me repeat that. The fifth best quarterback in the SEC. The hype train is out of control. And what are we basing this on? We're basing this on games last year against UTSA, Louisiana Monroe, and Mississippi State, who were 93rd, 103rd, and 118th in the scoring defense in the FBS last year. Look, I love Arch. I think he has a very high floor, but I don't think he's an elite talent when it comes to his arm ability, his ability to manipulate the pocket, to make guys miss, to change his arm angle. I think he's a really good quarterback, but the hype train's out of control.
Okay. So, he's got him as his fifth best quarterback. And then asked about Jordan Rogers' comments, here is Paul Feinbaum's response.
Listen, Peter, I cheered. My wife and I were Jordan's biggest fans when he won The Bachelorette, but that's where it ends. I really am amused that he's using what Arch did last year. I mean, the whole conversation a week ago was about his potential. I said I think he could be the best quarterback since Tim Tebow. He's not there yet, but I think he will be. And then we'll come back and see how Jordan's doing. Maybe he'll do the senior event for the Golden Bachelor.
Yes,
whatever
Golden
it's called.
Bachelor. Golden Bachelor.
Is Jordan Rogers going back doing the Golden Bachelor?
It seems unlikely at this point. He'd have to wait, 30 years to do it?
Who knew he'd be the likable Rogers?
He is, actually.
Ten years ago, I would have thought.
Anyone who's met them, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah. Yeah, Peter Burns loves him.
We didn't know anything about Aaron.
Peter Burns says
he's
an awesome guy.
Now we know way too much.
Yeah, we know entirely. Aaron's put too much of his stuff. That's a great example of overexposure in a career. It just ends up killing you.
Mm-hmm. God, man, because way too much. Because your boy Peter Schrager ain't got that dog in him. He could have asked Paul, okay, since Jordan Rogers is using what he did last year, what are you using? What are you using to suggest that Arch is going to be the best quarterback since Tim Tebow? You don't like what Jordan's using. What exactly did Art show you at any point besides his last name?
And that he couldn't even get in the big games whenever Quinn was healthy.
It just feels like a simple question. You don't like the standards that this guy's using? What are you using to suggest he's going to be better than Joe Burrow?
No. I know. Joe
And that's just
Mac
one
Jones,
name.
The year Mac Jones had.
I just use one. You could start ripping off quarterbacks, and why is Arch going to be better than all of them?
Mac Jones had almost the same, if not even a little bit better than Joe's year.
Yeah, people don't count the COVID year as anything. No. Like, whatever, COVID, so whatever. You can name them all. Cam Newton. Well, Cam Newton came after Tebow, so why? Well, is he going to be better than Cam Newton's year? And why?
Yeah. But,
you know, ESPN does this all the time. They turn.
Well, Cam got all pissy about, this is just a joke. I mean, it's just a TV joke between, I guarantee you, Paul, they already know. Paul Feinbaum and Jordan Rodgers are buddy. Jordan Rodgers are fine. They do SEC Network stuff together. This is just one of their little fun little things they're doing. What's funny is, did you see Cam Newton go after Paul Feinbaum on Cam's own show?
No, no.
Did you see that?
No.
Because Cam was because Paul Feinbaum said, you can ask anybody or ask Urban Meyer. He was the hardest. You might be able to play it. I'm not sure if there's cuss words. He said he was the hardest guy to ever. He was uncoachable He was about Cam Newton of Florida.
Yeah.
And then Cam Newton, I got to tell you, Cam handled it pretty well. He kept it kind of lighthearted. And he's like, well, let me tell you something, Paul. And then he went after, oh, you think I was difficult to deal with? No. Did I get in trouble for stealing that laptop? Yes. But is that the reason I got kicked out? No. I played behind Tim Tebow. I wasn't going to play.
Right.
And then it was actually pretty funny. It was actually... But Cam also, he basically said, maybe y'all get me back on the network. You can see Cam doesn't want to go too hard because he's trying to get back on ESPN.
So this is what Feinbaum said. I actually covered Cam Newton at Auburn, and I was actually quite aware of why he left the University of Florida. You might call Urban Meyer. He'll be happy to tell you because he told me Cam Newton is the worst guy he has ever dealt with in his college career. Now, that's saying a great deal considering some of the 30-for-30s that have been done on a few of his other players, but I just wanted to make that point.
Hmm.
Urban Meyer coached a murderer.
Yeah.
Urban coached more than one.
Wait.
He's coached a murderer, and he's coached others who threatened to murder.
Percy Harvin?
He had one of the most – oh, Percy was just a – he was just one of the most
violent. Oh, by the way, that all that came from was Kevin Clark, who you – one of your boys. Kevin Clark just responded to Paul's comment about how great Arch is going to be, and he said – have you heard of Cam Newton? Did you know what he did in college? And that led Paul Feinbaum to say, Urban Meyer said he's one of the worst person he's ever dealt with.
Now, he had a great year. It was just like a one year. He was a one year college
but
player.
It feels
that's
like,
the argument against him.
Yeah,
but
it feels like that reaction, even if that's a real thing that Urban Meyer said, is out of bounds. Why would you bring that
why
up?
Why would you? Yeah, I mean, you make the argument I made, like he had a great year, but I mean, you know, it was one year in college. Instead, he was the worst player to coach ever. Ask Urban Meyer, but Urban's like, hey, Paul, I told you that when we were just talking. I know you're going to go on the air and just machine gun Cam Newton like that. Yeah, he's been waiting to say something about Cam Newton.
And I bet you Urban's like, dude, Paul, I told you that. That ain't for public consumption.
Simply because Kevin Clark challenged you on your Arch Manning comments. I gotta be involved in Cam Newton's the worst person I've ever coached.
But
it was a little bit much to just fire out there.
Yeah, right.
Like, man,
that's
you didn't
too
even...
much information. Urban Meyer, I bet you, is like, what? Paul, don't get me in the middle of this.
Yeah.
All right, I got enough problems.
I work for Fox.
Leave
me alone.
Man, I got through all that groping stuff I was doing. I'm good. Leave me alone.
I mean, Urban did have a time.
He did have his
while
time.
While he was in the NFL for that one season.
Time.
Then camera phones were invented.
You know who's having a time today? Air team putting in the air conditioner at my house today, as a matter of fact. And I can't be happier about the deal that I got from them. I can't be happy about having to put an air conditioner in, but I got to tell you, I feel great about Air Team doing it. I know the job is going to be done perfectly. I know these guys. And listen, they're going throughout the city. It is a tough, tough time for the air conditioning guys because they're so busy. And Air Team... But they're not going to be too busy to come to your house and make sure your stuff is working well. And we haven't we haven't been attentive to our air conditioner because we haven't been there for a while now. And then when we start to fire it up, guess what? Oh, compressor doesn't work. Oh, gosh, we got to replace it. It's terrible. Now, you've been using yours. Have you checked it out, though? Are you sure the Freon is good? All the wiring is good? Have you cleaned out the air conditioner from the leaves and everything else that could be built up in there? Because Air Team will do that. They're going to come, make sure that the maintenance is really, really good. I know they're really, really busy now because they got so many jobs because people didn't do this before. But go to Air Team LTD right now, airteamltd.com, and schedule an appointment for them to come and do the maintenance work that you need for your air conditioners. airteamltd.com, airteamltd.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Every day. All right. 924.
You still make sugo now that you're.
I haven't made a sugo in in LA. You know.
Do you use grass-fed beef for your sugo meatballs?
No, they got regular beef there.
Do you use when you make pasta, you're using gluten free.
They don't have a Michael there. No. They have a place called McCall's that is so.
A Michael means Pete's Fine Meats.
Pete's Fine Meats. Yeah. Pete's Fine Meats is awesome. Is unbelievable. And you can go there and you can get. I swear to God, ribeyes there are $54 a pound. It is the most incredibly expensive place. This place, McCall's there, and it's the only really good butcher, but I mean, you want to talk about ridiculous expensive. I mean, dinner at home, I go to the grocery store and make us something at home, mm-hmm. is $60. Just
what?
The two of us. Just
what?
The two of us, yeah. Yep. 60, 70.
You need to drive to the valley and get groceries.
So going to dinner.
It's cheaper if you go to the Valley, probably. You just need to drive down to the Valley.
I live in the Valley.
The Valley's Sherman supposed Oaks. To be... No, it can't be Valley. Not the one I'm thinking of. That's blazing hot during the summer.
Oh, well...
It gets to be 108.
I mean...
The Valley gets to be 108. I don't think you... NFL Network. It takes them like 80 minutes to get there.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of valleys there. There's... On the weather there, they have eight... Different. They put. You know how we put up. Oh, it's going to be 70 today and 82 tomorrow and blah 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 blah. There they have that. Only it's just for today. That it's in the valley. It's 82 along the coast. It's 97. It's just ridiculous. I can't even name them. The forests and all this. It's crazy. All the different temperatures there. Listen, everything there is just so stupid.
Well, it's all micro.
It's the worst economic move anyone's ever made.
Oh, going
from here to California.
Going from, yeah, where your cost of living
the
increased
worst
substantially.
Economic move ever.
Most people don't make that move.
No.
Usually it's been
every
the other way.
Every person that we say, they say, where are you from? We're from Houston. Or like, they always go,
you came
wow,
here?
You're doing the opposite of what everyone's
yeah,
doing.
But you got to have a job like Wendy's to make that move.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah,
but, well, here's the difference, though. My salary stayed the same.
Yeah.
Hers went up.
But the
mine stayed
but the expenses
same.
Went up too.
Yes. My expenses.
But the good thing is you're paying for two houses.
That's two houses and an apartment.
Woo!
And we just finished with another house that we were renting. That was it's been good. It's been fun. Yep. It's the worst economic
no
move
wonder you ride
anyone
a bike
could have
here
ever
in
made.
Right. A sprawling metroplex and John rides a bike like Pee Wee Herman.
I do. I ride a bike to work.
And they were,
what am I going to do? Get another car here that sits here for yeah. And by the way, we got houses. I'm not getting another car.
No, you don't need one.
Yeah. All right. Will Anderson Jr.
Have you almost been hit by a car yet?
Have I almost been hit by a car? No.
Because if you do, 713, call now. John Daspit.
Maybe
it would actually.
Don't worry. I will call John Daspit.
If you got hit by a car, it may hurt, but you also might be able to
pay
for your steak. Pay for some ribeyes.
Right. So Will Anderson Jr.
Wendy, I just need to get hit two more times. If I get hit twice more, we'll be able to afford two of them.
If I run into a car, you know that everybody's got video now. Though I'm going to have to actually get hit.
You've seen the Russians where they had to all put videos on their cars because people were trying to run it in front of your cars
and
get hit
too. People just lay in front of their car.
Some of the funniest videos I've ever seen are they stop in time and the person like waiting and they jump on top of the car like oh.
Only everybody's got video now. All right, let's get to this Will Anderson Jr.
Ahead.
He was on the Ross Tucker Show. Here's Ross Tucker talking to Will Anderson. Now, Will Anderson Jr., this guy looks like he's just a workaholic. I mean, Nick Saban loved him, and I would imagine D'Amico just loves him because that's all he cares about is football, and he just loves football. Here is Ross Tucker with Will.
Bosa was a good guy that I watched all the time just because we're in the same scheme, and I just wanted to see how he did things. And then Myles Garrett is a guy that I really watch a lot, too, because we're in the same scheme, too. But we kind of do some more of the similar things, too, on the same side.
Yeah, Bosa's an interesting guy because he's not he's so good with his hands.
Yeah.
He doesn't really beat him with speed.
Yeah.
It's all like
he has really big steps.
Yeah.
He gains really a lot of ground on his steps. He has really big steps. He uses his hands really well. His leverage is amazing. I love watching him. He does a lot of speed to power. Then he gets the O-lineman hands on him, and he gets to, like, swipe them off.
Yes.
Forklift, bull forklift, long arm, things like that. So from that aspect, I kind of watch him, and Miles does the same.
I love that. He's studying other guys. Will Anderson, after this year, will be a top four defensive end in the league.
Yes. Is that a yes, no question?
Yes.
Yes.
Will Anderson will be a top four guy.
Yes. Max, well, you got, I mean, well, that's a strong comment.
Because they're great.
I mean.
Myles Garrett is one.
See, I think he's going to be better than Jared Verse. I know Jared Verse has all the hype right now, but Will Anderson's better than Jared
Verse. Jared Verse was ranked 10th by the executives.
Okay.
Will Anderson was 8th. Neil Hunter was 9.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, it's.
But you got, well, what's going to happen with T.J. Watt and Trey Hendrickson?
Hendrickson, Watt, see, I think he'll, well, I don't know. I mean, you can't just, Trey Hendrickson can't just give away a year. He'll come in and get his paycheck. He's going to do the minimum, and he'll come get his paycheck.
Well, you know, and a lot of times if you're going to hold on to camp or you're going to sit or be a sit-in at camp or whatever, you're not going to be as good that year. T.J. Watt is another guy with a contract problem. We'll see whether or not he sits out or what happens with that situation. And a lot of times if you're disgruntled and you're pissed off at the organization or whatever, you're not going to be as good as you possibly. Now T.J. Watt is just incredible as well. Bosa's ahead of him. We'll see whether or not, you know, Nick Bosa he stays healthy and whether or not he has that kind of year as well. The thing about Will Anderson, though, I think is just he's going to come into his own in this year.
Yeah.
In his third year, he's going to really come into his own. And while those guys are going to be tough to catch, he does. He's going to do it. He is. And what I don't know how they can fail, if you want to know the truth. Daniil on this side and Will Anderson Jr. on this side, how are you going to – which side do you chip? Which side do you – I mean –
It depends on who your weakest protector is, I guess. But it's a great thing to. That's why you got to get one up the middle. That's when actually you had some guys who could rush up the middle.
Well, is D'Amico Autry going to step up and be better this year?
Yeah. Well, is he going to be? Is he going to play early in the season and not miss first six games?
Yes. Yeah. Right.
He's not suspended. He actually rushed pretty well. Well, at the end of the year, he was a factor. But yeah, I think Edwards and
Foti Edwards,
and they have some rush inside. Yeah. They don't have one dominant guy, but they got some rush. So the rush is fine. The secondary is fine. The linebackers, you need a healthy Christian Harris. I think it makes a big difference to have a healthy Christian Harris. I wonder if there's something else at play there. If Christian Harris, you know, it's kind of been – it was a little quiet on the Christian Harris front last year. He made it back, and then he wasn't playing. And I – You know, is he in good standing with D'Amico?
I would think so. He hasn't been healthy. He's like the Christian Javier of the Texans. Where is he? Where is he? Why is he not there? What's going on? Why is he always hurt? What is going on here? Azeez will you know, here's the thing about it though, and which is awesome, is okay, what's going to be, they should be the lowest percentage of blitzes in the NFL. With Daniil on one
should
side.
Should be no reason to.
No blitz. Reason.
Very little.
Very little.
Maybe you throw, you know, occasionally throw somebody off the.
I said there's a difference between dogs and blitzes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you throw a five-man rush is not a blitz.
No.
Not really.
No.
But you can bring it from different areas.
Right, but you might not even have to. You might not even need five-man.
Those are the best defenses, are the ones where you can get rushed with four.
That's right. That's how you beat Tom Brady twice in a Super Bowl. That's kryptonite for a quarterback. Yep. When they're getting pressure with just four, and the Texans should get pressure with just four every single time, because they've got those two bookends. That's the best combination in the NFL. The best, those two on either side, and Will Anderson, it's in his third year, is going to take a giant step.
Mm-hmm.
The dude loves football, and is going to. He is going to be – I really believe Will Anderson.
Because I think he can have a huge where – I don't know if – I think when you look at a defensive lineman, like who the best defensive linemen are, Max Crosby is a great rusher. I don't know that Max Crosby is going to have the same impact against the run that Will Anderson is. No. Of course, you can get that from Myles Garrett. Trey Hendrickson, you have some of that with Trey Hendrickson, but that's one of the reasons I think Will Anderson can have a major impact on both phases, which is why I think you see him take a step up. And he just has, he's just wired right. Guys that are wired like him are never going to let up. He's always going to be working to get better. He doesn't give you any breaks during the game because he's always just a rabid dog. I mean, that's why. The most important, CJ, that draft is going to go down. Just CJ, and if CJ can continue to get better and he doesn't plateau out, CJ and Will Anderson, that draft is going to be, they're going to look at, you know, you're going to look at that in the history of the Houston Texans. And you may say, man, this is the one where you got the quarterback and you got the culture. Well, and a great player in Will Anderson. Because they say Will Anderson changes. When he comes in the room, everything changes.
Yeah.
Responsive, accountability, like everything. And I think that's why D'Amico, you know, the word is that the night before the Texans had made the decision they were going to take C.J. Stroud with their second pick, but that D'Amico was told, we're going to do everything in our power to go get you Will Anderson, because he wanted Will Anderson. And from what I heard, that's why, you know, Monty Austinfort got a pretty good deal from the Texans. You know, the Texans paid a pretty penny. They gave an additional, you know, they traded their first-round pick. They gave up an additional first and, I think, a second along with it. Like, they gave up a lot to move up. But they did it because D'Amico Ryans felt like he's that important. And Will Anderson has been that important. Look at the way the defense plays now.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Anderson is a talk leader and a do leader. He's both. He'll be a vocal leader, but also, you need to do what I'm doing. When I was talking to Alabama about Dallas Turner, their pass rusher, when he was coming out in the draft 2 years ago, you know, I say, well, what is Dallas Turner? He's like, oh, he's fully engaged. He's a good worker. Yeah, oh no, he's a good worker. I said, Alpha. He goes, I mean, he's a good worker. He's not Will Anderson. You know, like, he's not a guy that's doing push-ups in his bedroom at midnight. And I said, Will really like, is that, and the guy I'm talking to is kind of the one of the heads of the liaison program. He's the liaison for pro teams. He's like, Will was always doing push-ups. Will was always doing something to make himself better. Like, Will was one of the greats that Nick Saban ever had, because he was constantly working and working and working on himself physically, like, to get as strong and explosive as he possibly could. And when you have somebody like that in the locker room, that's what Ray Lewis was. That's what Ed Reed. Ed Reed demanded you watch tape.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis demanded you lift and get strong.
I just saw a Marlon Humphrey interview. He said it was LSU week when he was at Alabama, and he said, I wasn't really practicing all that hard, and guys came up to me, and they said, get your ass in gear. He said, coaches didn't have to say a word.
Mm-hmm.
Guys came up to me and were in my kitchen for not practicing as hard. And he said, wow. He said it was a wake up for me. And Marlon Humphrey is one of the best in the game.
I've been frustrated talking with some basketball people who don't put anything into culture. Like they don't, especially analytics people don't believe in culture really. And it's just the dumbest move you can make. Think about this. The Ravens drafted, I think Ed Reed was first and then Ray Lewis was second, or maybe it was the other way around. I don't think they were in the same draft. One guy, Ray was a driven guy. Ed was driven, but he was like a monster with tape, and he got Ray into the tape like he was into it. And they created a culture. I was talking to this with James Gladstone, who was at the Rams. They created a culture that was so strong and permeated every aspect of the building. And now Ozzie Newsome played a big part in that too. But to this day, Raven culture still lives that they created. Like those guys created a culture at like 2000,
yeah.
99, 2000, 98, 99, 2000. And in 2025, you still look at the Raven and say, yeah, that's a Raven. I look at a player and say, that's a Raven. And James Gladstone said, and he's the young GM for Jacksonville. And he just came from the Rams. He said, that's true. He said, you look and you know certain guys are Ravens. I think the same thing gets said about the Steelers, but the fact is the Steelers don't still have that same thing. You saw how wide receivers have run amok in the locker room. That doesn't happen that doesn't really happen that much in the Ravens locker room. They'll take care of that kind of stuff. And what you're saying with the with Nick Saban at Alabama, that's when you have a good culture, those guys take care of it. The leaders on the team and in basketball, I think that's why you have Fred VanVleet here. That's why you had Dylan Brooks, but especially Fred. Fred was said, no, this is the way we do things, guys. And now look at Alperen is a different guy. Alperen, I like it. We're getting back to the way it was when I was in Turkey, where we, practice hard for 2 days a week. And so you see the guys who are on the team now, I think you did develop a culture. And Ime helped to develop that culture, too. I mean, Ime did everything, let's be honest.
Yep.
It was not there.
All right, 940, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're going to talk a little HR on Pete right now. And you got a culture at your business? Well, it better be a good culture. Otherwise, you're going to have, if you got problems, if you got a culture problem at your business, then you know what? HRP is here for you. HRP will help you develop that culture. I'm serious. So if you've got a discipline, an employee, it's kind of a big deal. Employee that's out of control, that's saying stuff that maybe they shouldn't. Listen, you're going to have HR problems if you don't. You're going to have real problems with people suing you because you established a culture that allowed inappropriate behavior. And you can't have that. HRP helps you with that. HRMP takes care of technologically, they're perfect with the payroll. We're getting paid, I think today. Is it today or tomorrow? We are getting today. Today. It's already in. It's already done. It can't be better. It can't be more perfect. And we've got commission. We've got hourly. We got salary. We got all kinds of different ways. All different ways that we have to pay people. But that's not a problem for HRMP. If you've got branches in other states, not a problem. Not a problem for HRMP. All right, they'll handle anything. Any kind of issue that you have payroll-wise is not an issue for HRMP. Maybe it is for you, not for them. And that's because they're perfect at it. They got the best technology in the business, proprietary technology that other guys want, and Mike Holly ain't getting rid of. You want to have that payroll perfect, HR perfect, taxes perfect, your benefits package is perfect, HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
The Killer Bees. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Did you
you see Teddy Bridgewater got suspended?
Yes, he's kind of weak based on what I read.
The Miami Northwestern, he's the head coach. It was his high school, huh? That's where he went to high school? And he went back as a coach. So the reason he's being suspended is because he personally covered 14,000 for training camps, 9,500 for team pride sets, 2,200 per week for pregame meals, 1,300 per week for recovery, 700 per week for Ubers for his players.
Mm-hmm. And he asked for donations to help, but in his post, and he said the reason is I need donations is I paid this, and they're like, that's illegal benefits.
No, it's not illegal benefits. Not anymore with NIL.
No, it is. He can't. He's not. Well, there's no telling. Well, in Florida, I don't know if NIL, I would have thought it passed. But
well, here, Texas.
But he's suspended.
They have NIL in Florida, but they're ruling it impermissible because partly it's an unfair advantage for your coach to be doing that. Where
if
that,
he has more money.
That can't be done by the coach at Miami Edison because the Miami Edison coach ain't a former quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, he doesn't have that money.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. But is that, I mean, that he's helping these kids?
I don't think anyone's suggesting that morally it's wrong. At least people with a right-thinking brain don't think it's wrong, considering I'm getting these kids Ubers after practice because I want them to be safe getting home. I don't think anyone really has an issue. I guess it's just, hey, you are, that could be seen as a recruiting tool because the kid over at Miami Central, his coach can't do that. Why wouldn't he just want to take advantage of what Teddy Bridgewater is offering?
How about, you know, some nutrition for the kids as opposed to what they're getting? How about, you know, the safe ride homes, like you said? I mean, I just don't see. I don't get it. I don't know. It's a tough situation. I guess, yeah.
It's an unfair advantage.
The coach is at the other
school. But if he does raise the money to do it, then it's not.
Fundraise, yes. Yeah. But coming directly out of your own pocket, I guess it's where the line has been crossed.
It's so stupid. I remember it was illegal for my dad to have players over to our house for Thanksgiving when he was at University of Houston.
That was a different time, right?
Yeah, University of Houston. You couldn't come over there. You couldn't get a ride from the practice facility over to the football facility from a coach.
But you could get a car?
Now, well, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true. And now it's illegal for you not to give them a car.
Right. Well, it's not illegal for you not to give them a car, but you ain't getting a player unless you give them a car.
Do you have a Lamborghini?
A lot more.
Do you have a Lamborghini you get to drive during college at Knox?
Did you get one? I did not get a Lamborghini.
Okay.
Not one.
Well, then don't say anything about Arch Manning. Keep his name out your mouth then.
Well,
until you have a Lamborghini, then you keep his name out of your mouth and keep Paul Feinbaum's name out of your mouth.
Well, okay. I mean,
Are you on the SEC
network? I just think he should play in a game that matters. And then
So I guess New Mexico didn't matter last year.
Not particularly, no.
No.
Yeah, well, if they had lost it, I wonder if they would have gotten in the college football playoffs. Ooh, it mattered.
Well, the question is, who could have played quarterback that would have led to a loss?
Yeah.
Like
anybody could have played.
Like who would have played quarterback for that?
Who was behind our
Yeah, could Dia Bell, whatever Haraja Bell's kid's name, could they have pulled him out of the crowd on his visit, ran him out there, and they would have won with the quarterback who is now like the number one quarterback in the country, Haraja Bell's kid that's going to Texas? Could that Haraja Bell? Yes, he has
his
a son.
His son is a good football player?
Yes, and he will play at Texas.
And he's not a basketball player?
No, he is not.
He's a football player.
A highly talented
five-star
quarterback.
Now, I will say, Haraja Bell was also... Oh, he's a five-star?
A five-star at Tech, going to Texas. He plays down at American Heritage
Haraja Bell did play a very physical brand of basketball, to be fair. Some would say dirty.
Hmm.
Some would say that.
Yep.
John's brother Craig said that.
What?
Craig Granato said that?
Greg, you mean?
Yes, yeah, same.
Same thing.
Okay.
Sweden, Switzerland, whatever.
All right.
Denmark,
Belgium.
Yeah, all the same.
All the same.
Turns out, I was trying to figure out who we had that caller. I was trying to figure out what soccer club and what small country or small city in that country was. It's Norway, Bodø/Glimt. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Why were you going after
I don't know. It's Bodø/Glimt. I don't know how to say that.
But they got rolled, right?
Yeah, by Tottenham. Yeah, they got rolled. Yeah. Out of Norway, he called in because apparently you could trade a lot of like fish for a ticket, or a guy wanted to do that or something, and John turned it into a John thing, and the guy called in. He's like, well, I mean, not really. It's not really like that there, because John was suggesting that they were behind the times and didn't really have electricity or something.
Yeah, was it that bad?
Yes. Churning their own butter.
Yeah, that, yes. Stuff like that, yes.
They were.
And the guy was like, well, Amish. No, it's Norway. We're not. We have running water and electricity. I don't know if they use the electricity because they're
against it.
No, they're not Amish. They're Norwegian.
Thank you for your concern.
Yes.
They're all white like that.
Sir, we have a booming entertainment industry. We send a lot of stuff over there for you guys to watch. Yeah. What are you talking about? We have electricity. Well,
they
do
talk like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. I thought Cal talked like that.
Yeah.
Is he Norwegian too?
No, Cal.
It's different. Okay.
Yeah, there's very subtle differences
to the untrained ear.
For the trained ear, you can hear the subtle differences.
Okay, look at this. This is New Jersey. The water is up to the windows.
Wait. That's a really serious flooding.
Yeah, that's no.
That's like can kill people flooding.
Yeah, this is
that's going on right now.
It's going on right now, and I don't know that there's anywhere worse to have water coming into your house than New Jersey. Yeah. I'm not sure. That look how brown and awful that is. And not that our water wasn't brown and awful.
You ain't never lying on that
but
one, John.
But, man, we talk about floods. We've had some unbelievable floods this summer. And, man, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Somebody explain to me what the hell is going on right now.
You know, some scientists out there. I've been trying for years. Some scientists out there. No, we've been warning you about this for years now. You guys keep ignoring us.
Yeah.
It's just some rain.
And now you want an explanation? There's some scientists who just threw up his hands. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm out on this. I've been gone to higher ground. New Jersey's underwater. Like, what? What do you mean? That is some crazy flood. You sure that's current? You sure those floods are current floods? That's not an old video?
I don't know. I can't see it.
Listen, I showed you Frankie's video from this morning.
Yeah.
The subway was flooded.
But she could have done that on AI.
Yeah, I don't think she did it.
Frankie's doing that to troll her dad?
Troll her dad,
send me money. I'm in trouble.
Frankie don't need money. She's got a good job.
I bet she does.
She does need money.
Yeah. Everyone needs money living in New York.
I was going to say, that's the best kind of kid.
Kids
who don't need money, shoot to the top of my power.
Of course, she may have a great job, but as you said, it's New York. You still got a little extra cash when you can get it. But glad she's doing well. Did we miss anything else besides? Or am I just going to save it for my show?
No, what did we miss?
Let me see.
You didn't even mention your star acquisition had a surgery on his thumb. Kevin Durant, thumb surgery.
He had.
It's gonna be fine. Don't let Dell try to make you pay.
Oh my God, Kevin Arrighetti.
I don't know how long it'll be out.
Oh,
the Rockets weren't.
It barely got a mention.
Yeah, I didn't even hear it.
I think I reported, but. The Rockets sent a missive. The Rockets weren't worried about
it. Right?
I don't know. The Rockets weren't worried about it. They didn't even have a second thought.
Like Nick?
I don't.
With the offensive line?
No, he's not concerned. The Rockets aren't worried.
There's
differences.
There's a big difference.
Are you worried?
Oh, my God.
Are you worried?
What are you looking at?
Worried. He's in a hotel. He's in a hospital bed looking like he just got hit by a car.
Isn't that from his Achilles or something?
From his Achilles, yeah. See, it's his Achilles surgery. I just wanted to fool you.
Oh, my God.
Because I just put Kevin Durant surgery images, and this popped up, and I'm like, huh? And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, I don't need it's Kevin probably Durant outpatient. Laying
they
in
probably
a bed.
Don't. They probably don't even put him under for it. Just do the hand.
They said it was very minor.
It's no big deal. Just do your surgery.
Unlike Paul George, who injured again.
Paul George. How about that?
Yeah.
Just had knee surgery.
Yeah, on the same knee. that's had issues in the past apparently got hurt during a workout.
It's one of the worst trade in history, very quietly, one of the worst. The James Harden trade to the Rockets from Oklahoma City was bad. Paul George giving up SGA and literally taking on Paul George and the money that's been given to Paul George. Paul George is a legitimate waste of time. And this is a Daryl Morey special. Old guys with injury issues. Holy crap.
Yep. All right, we got a break. And
I mean, arthroscopic's not the end of the world.
News of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, here's something weird, Lance. Listen to this. So Dell gave his review of the Superman movie. A person I trust that is, I mean, above reproach, Mike Francesa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Been doing this for how long?
Reviews?
Yeah. Years and years.
No.
Everything. Society.
Somebody we can trust
everything.
In the world.
Extremely trustworthy.
Yes. Let's hear his review of the Superman movie.
What I'm getting into is this stunk as for someone who's a old-time TV show Superman guy trying to get entertained for a couple hours and wants to see Superman, this movie was pure torture to sit through. Torture. I mean, I'll tell you this. If my name was on the credits, I'd hide it. That's how bad it was. This was 2 hours of this new Superman. It was a decent. He wasn't Christopher Reeve, but he was okay Superman. 2 hours of him getting the crap beat out of him. Who wants to see Superman get beat up for 2 hours? He's getting beat up by everybody. Plus, you have other superheroes in the movie. I didn't go there to see some guy named Mr. Terrific. I didn't go there to see the Green Lantern or some lady named Hawk something or other. I don't even know who she was. Okay, these other superheroes who he calls on. Who needs other superheroes? This is a Superman movie. You want to see Superman flirt with Lois Lane, keep his disguise, and battle crime. That's what you want
that's
to see. Good triumph over evil. That's Superman.
What's with
a little tongue-in-cheek, a little cartoonish, a little campy? Okay, this was unmitigated garbage. First of all, early on, there's robots. I don't want robots. Okay, I don't want robots taking care of Superman. I don't.
Unmitigated.
Your movie sucks.
Garbage.
Sorry.
Your movie sucks.
You know, it's interesting that a guy had months and months of trailers to figure out what was in the movie before he decided to go. Like, the trailers.
I want to see a Superman movie.
The trailers tell you what's in it. He goes on to yell about a dog. Where's the dog coming from? I don't know. The creators of the comic created the dog, and the dog's throughout the trailer. I can't hold his review in any way, shape, or form as a real review. If he can't even discern from the promotional stuff what's in the movie.
Yeah. Well.
And of course that.
Maybe I haven't seen any trailers. I haven't seen any
trailers.
Well,
you don't care about the movie.
Well, if
Mr. Terrific's on there. It's some lady called the Super Vulture with the green hair or something. No.
And of course that.
Maybe flirt a little bit. No mouth tongue. No tongue kissing on the show.
They actually got after it, Superman and Lois.
He doesn't like that.
I know.
He doesn't like that.
And, of course, Kirk Herbstreit's quote tweeting, "I agree with every sentence. Movie was awful."
You're mad at Kirk Herbstreit because he's got a dog that got some love. You're an anti-dog guy.
He drifted with that dog. That's what he did. He goes, "Hey, you know, my dog's sick, so let me have it travel the country."
I'm just telling you, your movie sucked. Mike Francesca, trustworthy you.
Sorry, I can't take
it. I got to hear what Michael Carroll says about it.
Michael Carroll has already said he liked it, so there it is.
Well, but what about robots in it? In a Superman movie? I don't need no robots in a Superman movie.
And then I got
robots? Okay, what I need is to flirt with Lois Lane a little bit.
All the time. I want to see Superman get the crap kicked out of him?
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows this. All this stuff comes from source material, like comic books that have already put that stuff out there.
He's read the comic
book. Has he? I got to read some comic books.
The Green Lantern. Superman don't need no help. Superman.
Dreamshake says Mike Francesa doesn't know who Stan Lee is. I'll bet he does.
I don't know who Stan Lee is.
Well, he's the guy who wrote the comic.
No, he goes.
He created Superman.
He didn't even reference Christopher Reeve, but he was really looking for the T TV show from like what, the 50s? What's he? What TV?
He wants a good story, not Superman getting beat up. He's Superman.
Superman gets beat up and then he comes back. That's how those stories go.
Help? Superman never needed any help.
Yeah, never. We've never seen Superman with help.
No. Superman never needs any help.
I mean, the Justice League doesn't exist or anything. He never needs help.
No, no. Okay, where's Aquaman? What's the Green Lantern in this woman with the green hair?
There is no woman with the green. That's what Lance made up.
Oh, I thought that was it. We're done.
He would be very mad about a woman with
Mopey
green hair.
Mopey and Mapes? No, it's AJ, huh?
Yeah, I'm Mopes, I guess. Mapes is out for the rest of the week.
Rest of the week?
You heard me.
Did another game come out?
Good Lord, how many vacation days does he have?
I don't know. Well, he's like Palillo.
He is.
What's there to talk about?
Sean Palillo taking the summer off. Holy crap, I want his job.
No, you don't.
Okay.
No, you don't.
We're done.
Do you want to produce for Paul?
Hope you enjoy the show.
All right, then. Okay.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.